Drink. Hey, welcome back to Random Threads. This is your host, Shayna Miller. This is probably going to be a short one. I said that last time, it ended up being pretty long. But anyway, just kind of not feeling it today, which is kind of crazy because I'm still doing a web show. I'm still showing my face, but hey, you know, discipline. So anyway, for those of you on Spotify and Anchor and Apple Podcast and all that stuff, I am doing yet another web show, or I don't even know what you call them. I'm kind of just saying web show because I heard it once when you're doing a podcast in front of a camera at the same time. Web show. I'll have to look that up. Not going to do it right now because I'm recording. Anyway, I'm a little winded. Today's been kind of a rough day. I'm just going to, you know, to be honest, TBH, I've a little overwhelmed, and I think that, well, I know that I did it to myself. I've done it to myself. It's kind of like the opposite of what I talked about last week with what I've started doing with First Form and the athlete search and stuff like that. Not gonna lie, it's kicking my ass. It is kicking my butt, mentally and physically. And I don't regret joining the athlete search, and I don't regret anything that I've purchased from First Form. Jeez, if I could talk, that would be great. I could do my job. Anyway, I think I've gotten to a point here today, a little bit yesterday too, where I just feel a little disappointed in myself because I like thinking that I'm, you know, a badass. I like thinking that I've got my shit together most of the time. I know that I have some mental problems. that sounds weird. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, psychological problems that everybody deals with, you know, just on a normal basis from, like, your childhood and from when you were going to school when you were a kid and, you know, all the activities when you were younger and all the people that you had to deal with when you were younger and, like, that sort of stuff. And I know that I've mentioned to at least people on the podcast that have listened on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and stuff like that first time. But actually, I shouldn't say first time because I keep forgetting that just because there's a camera in front of my face, I do have all my podcast episodes on YouTube, so never mind. You guys are the same people. Anyway, I've told you guys before that I had kind of a rough, I don't even know how to describe it, a rough bring up, I guess, but not like rough in the way that you're thinking, because like most people might think that I'm privileged or whatever because I wasn't in necessarily a physically abusive household, and I had food, I had clothing, I had a house, I had, you know, parents that loved me, I had stuff like that. But what I'm talking about is what I've touched on a couple of times, and sometimes it just still gets at me, still gets inside of my head and takes over, and I just get overwhelmed with all the different thoughts and stuff that I fight. So anyway, that being said, everybody goes through those self-doubts and stuff like that, so it doesn't really even matter what I just said about how I grew up. Basically what matters is that we all have things to fight. We all have the climb to do of life, the climb of life, the steps of life, especially if we're pursuing goals and desires and standards for our life. We have those things that, you know, it's a continual leveling up to make the goals and to make your dreams come true, pretty much. And so with the joining the First Form athlete search and being a part of First Form, buying some of their protein and their pre-workout and buying some of their merch and wanting to promote their company, because like I told you last week, I really do stand by their core values and their mission statement. Man, it really speaks to me, and I want to be a badass. And so going back to what I was saying, like, sometimes when you start hanging out, and I can't even say hanging out because it's all been on, like, I've made new friends on Instagram, and I've made new connections through First Form, and I have a lot of different people that I've been following even before First Form, in the, like, workout community and in the psychology community and the positive community, however you want to say that, the mindful community, I should say, that once you start hanging out with people that you aspire to be like one of probably two things can happen, and I'm not narrowing it. I'm just being real. I'm being honest, and I'm just talking mainly about myself. And so, like, I get that much more inspired, and I get pumped up to be like, oh, I can do this. I can do that. This, if they can do it, I can do it. I just need to push myself. I just need to get there. And then the other thing that hits me is I'm not there yet. I'm not that much of a badass that I thought I was, you know, like, mainly because it's so new. I'll just talk about First Form and the workout program that I'm a part of with First Form and with Team Tyler and all of that, like the nutrition and stuff like that. Man, I've made progress in my workouts over the years, after giving birth to Gideon. You know, I really wanted to hunker down and just get fit, because I knew we weren't planning on having any more children. So I'm like, okay, since I'm not going to be fluctuating in the pregnancy aspect of life, I want to really focus on, you know, getting fit, getting sexy, you know, looking good, looking like, you know, I didn't want to look like, you know, like what you've heard. I don't want to look like Barbie. I want to look like Wonder Woman. I want to look like I could kick your ass, you know? And so basically I have been amping up little by little, over the last few years of consistently working out, consistently pushing myself to be more active and to be more healthy and be more, have a healthier mindset and be more mindful and just take things step by step, moment by moment. So then, as you guys know, I joined the First Form Athlete Search, and so I downloaded their app, and I've been working their workouts this whole, I don't remember, I think it's been a week and a day or something like that. I've been doing their workouts, and I didn't want to stop. I just spit. I bet the camera just saw me spit. Anyway, I didn't want to stop doing the stuff that I have been doing because I've had so much progress with it. And I do love what I've been doing. I love the workout program I already have. I love hula hooping. It is fun. And I love the workouts on FitOn. I love the trainers on FitOn. And so I didn't want to join First Form and then just neglect the things that I already loved. And so basically I've been doing all of it. I've been doing my FitOn workouts, my First Form workouts, and I've still been hula hooping, which hula hooping doesn't necessarily, it's not that much of a chore anymore because I've gotten it down to where I can keep the hula hoop up the entire 20 minutes. So that's pretty cool because I can, like I said, I can like look at my phone, look at TikTok at the same time. So it's kind of neat, but that's 20 minutes out of my day that I could be doing something else. And so, and like with the FitOn and the First Form, both of them together, and especially the First Form, it has pushed me so much physically that it's like I realized that, man, I'm not as much of a badass as I thought I was. Like, I know it's not going to be easy. It's not even easy for the athletes that are already athletes. It's not easy. And so I'm not saying that I wanted it to be like a walk in the park. So I guess maybe I'm just having a little pity party right now, but I just wanted it to, I guess, feel like it just clicked, or just like I could smoothly transition into adding another workout program onto what I'm already doing. And so basically I kind of just got disappointed with myself just being like, man, it's something I want to do. It's something I'm putting effort and investing time in, and I'm doing exactly what it's saying. Like, I still need to work on my form and stuff like that, because I still am, like, I've never had a trainer, I've never been to an actual gym before, so I am still pretty much in the learning process, like everybody, I guess. But so I do know that I could probably even yet push myself even harder, but I am putting in the time and the effort, and I feel like it hasn't necessarily paid off. And I know it's only been a week, but like I said, I'm just having a day, and so I just felt really disappointed in myself and really discouraged, to where I'm just like, okay, I've picked up all this stuff, I've picked up all these goals and all these things that I want to achieve. I just keep gathering these new things that I just want to do. And I'm just like, man, I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed, you know, with my psychology course and with the work I already do, my work as a warranty administrator with Honda. Like, I still have that to do every day. I still cook, I still clean, I have my beautiful children, I homeschool them, you know, and I have, like, I want to be more, and I know that, okay, see, now I'm, like, rambling, or random threading, or whatever. I know that being a mom is not just a job. I know that it's a job. I do know that, and I know that it takes a lot of work and effort. I know that, but sometimes I get tempted to think, I want to be more than just a mom, you know? I want to be more than just the lady that's at home cooking and cleaning and loving us. Like, it's a great job and I love it. It's my favorite job, but sometimes I just want a little bit more. I want to, like, that's why I picked up the psychology course, and that's why I continue to work out and stuff. Like, I know that there's more for me. I know that there's more for my family. I know that there's more for us. And sometimes I just feel stuck or trapped. I'm kind of like brainstorming at the same time as the podcast, so bear with me. I'm just like, what do I feel? I feel trapped because I'm just gathering all of these things that I just want to do. And not just do, but these things that I want to achieve, I want to accomplish, you know, my psychology course, I want to get that degree or that diploma or whatever, you know, I want to start with a diploma, see where it goes from there. I want to do that. I want to finish my psychology course. I want to homeschool my children because I believe, Dakota and I believe, it is the best thing for them. And I believe that getting that one-on-one teaching experience, teaching and learning experience, that they will soar and soar strong, you know, I want to homeschool them, and I believe it's very important, and I could go on and on the benefits and stuff like that, but it's something we chose to do, and I want to do that, and I feel it's very important. So there's that, and then the workouts, and I forgot to mention, with the first form workouts, my advisor and the team that I'm on and the app itself also has you doing a better nutrition for yourself, which I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because I don't really eat that much anyway. Dakota's always getting on to me about I need to eat more, which I agree because I do kind of put off eating. Like, I'll make everybody else like their lunch and stuff, and then I'm just like, especially if I haven't yet worked out for the day, I'm just like, no, I don't want to eat before I work out because then I don't feel like I'll push myself as hard or whatever. And so I don't necessarily eat that much, but then when I do eat, it's not necessarily the best types of food, you know, like I'll eat the leftover tater tots from the kids or like anything that they left on their plate, I'll probably finish off, like at dinner time or whatever. And, I do eat dinner. That's beside the point. What I'm saying is, like, the nutrition thing didn't think it was going to be a big deal because it's just like, yeah, I can go with less food. But I have to say that, yes, I can go and follow their nutrition plan. But the stress that it caused me for some reason, just making sure I was watching the numbers, making sure I was watching my calories, making sure I was getting enough protein, or making sure I wasn't eating that much fat stuff or that many carbs or whatever, it freaking stressed me out. The last couple days has literally stressed me out with just making sure I wasn't, you know, eating wrong. I need to make sure I'm eating right. And I have to say that I've enjoyed being active and I've enjoyed working out and I've enjoyed watching my body change. And it has, without a nutrition plan. I'm not saying that I'm not gonna keep eating nutritiously. I'm just saying I am done worrying about what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. I mean, you know what I mean. I'm done worrying about the calories. I'm done worrying about the fats. I'm done worrying about all those individual things. I'm going to make sure that I eat my vegetables. I'm going to make sure I eat my fruits. I'm going to definitely make sure I eat my protein because that's what I've been doing. Like, I have protein products. I've been into protein products before I was even with First Form. And so I guess what I'm doing right now is arguing with myself. Welcome to my show. I'm arguing with myself. No, I do feel like I'm kind of on a ramble here. I told you it was going to be a short one. Here I go. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I feel like I needed to just vent it out to someone, to no one, to anyone. Like, you know what I mean? I just wanted to talk without, I don't know, without current feedback. Like, feedback once you listen to this, but while I'm talking, look, I'm not getting interrupted, and it's wonderful. I can just, bleh, you know what I mean? Anyway, said all that to say that today, I kind of just, emotionally, I've been on a roller coaster of emotions today, and, like, I have probably cried, like, tears and all, red face and shit, probably, like, 4 or 5 times already today, you know, and so, and then once I got out of my funk every single time, roller coaster day, every time I was up, I was just like, okay, this is good, I got this, and then, like, back down, and so it's like, today has been crazy. I wasn't even gonna do a podcast today just because I was like, I am not good enough for a podcast. The people don't want to hear this bitch bullshit, you know what I mean? And so then I was just like, because I see that I'm not as much of a badass that I thought I was with handling my shit and doing what I want to do to make sure that I get to where I want to be, I'm gonna do it. I am here right now amongst all of the bullshit, excuse my language, amongst all of the bullshit that I've just shared with you about my day, about my week, about all this pity party shit that I've been talking about. I am here right now doing this podcast, doing what I want to do. I want to do this podcast, so by golly, I am here to do this podcast, to do this video cast. Like I said, I don't know what that's called. But I am here and I am determined because I believe it is healthy. I believe that I am healing from a lot of past traumas, a lot of past psychological traumas that I endured and that I put up with and that I put myself in and all that jazz. I'm healing myself. And I think the strongest thing that I'm doing in the help of healing myself is keeping the promises that I made to myself. I think that's a huge thing. I set goals. I have desires. I have dreams. I have places that I want to be. I have things that I want to have. And so, like, to take it step by step, moment by moment, and knowing my plans, knowing what I want to do, and, like, there's a lot of examples I can give you, but I'll just stick with a podcast. I want to do the podcast, so a step to do the podcast is, Shayna, you're going to do a podcast every weekend, and it's probably the best time to do it on Saturday evenings, because Dakota works late. You can put on a movie, so you can talk to the camera, talk to your phone, and then you can record your podcast because this is the best time. So Shayna, do a podcast every weekend and then you'll be consistent at doing a podcast like you want so that you can help people. And so here I am on a Saturday not wanting to do a podcast because I feel like shit. I feel unworthy, so to speak. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Woo! You guys are great. Anyway, not feeling worthy to do the podcast. Give me a minute. Sorry. Whew, not sorry. Welcome to my life. No, I can't. See, I can't even say that. Welcome to my today. I am a real person. Whew, Lordy. Okay. Crazy. Everybody on Spotify is probably like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, I know you can't see me. That's why you gotta go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Anyway, now I feel super silly. Okay. Anyway, I kept my promise to myself. And I'm doing a podcast. And I think sometimes that's what helps me work out physically and work out mentally as well, you know, like journaling and affirmations and meditating and taking time, taking moments and just feeling my present situation, taking moments, taking deep breaths, you know, and just that's why I do those things, because I made a promise to myself that I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be healthy, and so therefore I'm going to take the steps to do so. I'm going to keep the promises to myself, you know, I will be happy, I will be healthy, I am happy, I am healthy, I am sexy, you know, I am desirable, I am worthy, that sort of stuff. I'm a good mom, I'm a good wife, you know, just those things. So, I kind of want to apologize for my emotions, my crybaby attitude or whatever. So, you know, you could let me know in the comments if I'm just a crazy person or, no, don't say that. Don't hurt my feelings. Just be nice. Seriously. Can't we just all be nice to each other? This world is full of happy, kind people. I want to see that more. You know, they hardly ever make the headlines when you're happy and kind and cool. You only make the headlines if you're a mean son of a bitch or whatever. So be nice to me. If you don't want to listen to the podcast, that's fine, but be nice to me, be kind. And look, see, now I feel like I'm like, okay, now I cried, now I just have to like be goofy or something. No, I'm not gonna do that. Anyway, thank you for subscribing to the YouTube channel, thank you for watching the video, thank you for listening to the podcast, thank you if you feel so inclined to do so, give me a thumbs up, give me a 5-star review, because, you know, like I said, without tears this time, I am worthy, I kept my promise, I'm here, and it's gonna be a better episode next weekend. You guys enjoy your weekend.